Jerry Bader Show, 1036. Happy Halloween to you. We did find a media player that would play this. Fox News' Megyn Kelly with New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone, I believe his name is. So he tries to deny what's going on is going on, that insurance companies are canceling policies because they're not Obamacare compliant. He says it's because they're providing a lousy product at a high price and they realize they can't compete anymore. The problem with that is nobody was dropping. That's idiotic. Nobody was dropping them. The customer wasn't dropping the policy. So what would lead them to believe people still didn't want those policies? And in fact, people are bitching and moaning that they've lost that. So none of that makes any sense. So she says, look, yeah, insurance companies do cancel. That happens all the time. But they are canceling because they're not Obamacare compliant. He says that's absolutely false. After she looks at him like he's just fallen out of a tree, the debate continues.
And you can keep it. So is he keeping his promise?
All right. It reloaded on Jason.
Joining me now, Democratic
New Jersey
Congressman
Frank Pallone.
We're going to listen to some of this. He's a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. He was one of the lawmakers questioning the secretary today. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
That we're struggling to understand how Ms. Sebelius can say the president kept that promise, that specific one of, if you like your health care, you can keep it, period, I guarantee it, when we've seen 2 million Americans have their policies canceled so far, and the estimates are it'll top 10 million.
Well, you can keep it as long as the insurance company agrees to continue to sell it. But the problem is a lot of insurance companies now have been caught because they're selling lousy plans at a high price that are skeletal and don't provide any benefits. So they're now canceling those lousy plans, in which case many of them are just a scam, and saying, look, we're not going to sell this anymore because nobody's going to buy it. And therefore, we'll give you a better plan that has better benefits at a more affordable price. So the president never said that he could stop the insurance companies from canceling plans. This is a private market. This is a competitive market.
But
they're not going to sell something
true.
They can't sell.
But what you're saying is only, partially,
only partially
true. There are some insurance companies who canceled policies. I mean, that's what insurance
they
companies...
They canceled the policies.
Let me pose the question, then you respond. Some of the insurance companies said, all right, I'm going to cancel the policies because that happens on the insurance market. But
right.
But many, many other policies. In fact, according to the insurance companies, the vast majority of these policies that are being canceled because the regulations imposed on them by Obamacare left them with no choice. The way
that
the
is absolutely not true. They
the
have
HHS
a right to continue the policies the
she
way they
it.
Want.
She admitted it today,
he
sir.
Did not
she
admit that.
She
That's
did
simply
too.
Not true.
She was
the,
asked about whether...
The insurance companies can cancel the policies if they want to. They can also offer the policies at the same price with the same lousy benefits if they want to.
If they change the policies in any marginal way, then Obamacare requires that they be canceled and the people get kicked off.
No, that's not
yes.
true.
She
Obamacare
was asked about this today. A $5
it's not
increase
true.
In your premium. Wait,
Obamacare
let's
says
run
simply,
the soundbite. Let's run
listen
the soundbite.
To this guy.
Change,
listen to this
change,
Obamacare
and that,
simply
and
says
Watch.
That you
Stand
can
by.
Continue to...
If coinsurance went up by any amount, even by a dollar according to your regulations, that would not qualify as a grandfathered clause. Just to have that out there for the record. I gather even by a dollar.
Dr. Cassidy, I want to start by the amount that you gave is not accurate. I was told $5, not a dollar.
For that.
So she's not saying, no, that you're wrong. They can't cancel the people if that policy changes by $5. She's saying, yes, you're right. If they up your premium by $5, it's canceled. Obamacare kicks in. The person gets a cancellation notice,
Look, the
and they're wondering where to
is,
get their insurance.
They tell them where they can get the insurance. Look, the bottom line is, if you're selling a lousy policy at a price that's too high, nobody's going to buy it. And so they're canceling these policies because they know people won't buy them.
Nonsense.
It's a competitive marketplace.
But they were
that's
buying
the
them. They were buying them. There were 15 million people who bought them and said, I like them, Mr. Pallone. I like them.
They're not going to buy them anymore when they have a better alternative.
Thanks to
that
you.
Provides a well, who is going? I can't go out as an insurance company and sell a lousy policy anymore at a high price.
You could.
Because there are
people like that. Why do you get to decide what's lousy? Why can't the American people
it's
say,
not,
it's lousy for you? For me, I like it.
It's capitalism. You can go out and buy whatever you want, but the insurance company realizes they
look
can't
at her.
Sell
oh, if you could see her face, I wish you could see her face.
You're ignoring
because
my point. They were selling it. Some 15 million
though.
Americans thought it was great. You didn't like it, but they liked it. And then you and the president
because
came out and guaranteed people that they could keep it. Period. Period.
Not,
when you make
but
a
you
guarantee,
can't sell it. Nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to buy it if there's a better alternative out there that gives you better insurance for a lower price. And that's what the Affordable Care Act offers.
It's
so that's why these insurance companies are canceling, because they know they can't sell that lousy policy
true,
anymore.
That's just
well,
not
it
true.
Is true.
It's not
well,
true.
It is, of course, it's true. Well, you
well,
deny
we'll,
it.
Let
but,
the, we'll,
you
know. We'll let the viewers decide. Listen,
let the
I appreciate
marketplace
you coming
decide.
Thank
let
you for coming on, sir.
We're not done.
Well, the marketplace would like to decide, but they've been told by the president and the Democrats, thanks to Obamacare, that they
no,
can't.
No, it's a capitalist private market. People
isn't.
Will choose.
The capitalist private market is controlled by laws, including one called Obamacare, which imposed a bunch of regulations on them with which they must now comply, sir.
You can't sell the policy if nobody's going to buy because it's lousy.
But
and that's
15
what the insurance
million people
companies.
Did buy it. They bought it, and they were told they could keep it, and now they can't, and
because
I got to go,
then they,
period. Thank you, sir. Okay. Thanks for being here. I tried. It's so much better when you can have a real exchange on the actual issues. And anyway, listen, why don't you send me a tweet and let me know what you think.
All right, that's fine.
Coming
that's
up it. In the middle of all this.
Holy crap. I mean, is that what? He's lying. He's absolutely lying about this. And she knows it, and you know it. So this is how desperate they are to run from this. Well, no, it's just lousy insurance at a high price that nobody wanted to buy. Then why are the people who canceled complaining that they were canceled? They still want it. They don't want to be forced into a higher cost, and he's lying. It's a higher cost, higher coverage that they make too much money for to qualify for the subsidies. This is how desperate they are. When I watched that earlier this morning, I was screaming at it's like he's making this up. Now, at least Mary Landrieu had the intellectual honesty to do an about face. 2 days ago, she was saying, no, we said you could keep your insurance if it was good. Now she's ready to sign on with Ron Johnson, it appears. A Democrat, Mary Landrieu. This is a head-exploding moment for them, and their heads are exploding. They literally don't know whether to bleep or go blind. It's 10:43.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.